I'm putting on this mic. Why don't you stand up, please? Look to the neighbor at your right and the neighbor at your left. Shake their hand and say, "We're glad you're here this morning." While you're still standing, some of you have two right hands. I said to the right and the left, and now you're going behind you in every other way. Okay, whatever. Open your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 19. And let's read these scriptures together. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 19. Are you ready? Quench not the Spirit. No. That's it. I know you're excited. We'll try one more time. Verse 19. Quench not the Spirit. Father, we pray you'd have mercy upon us today as we close out this meeting. We've heard some tremendous messages. We've been blessed. Help us now to be doers of your word. Help us to be obedient. And God, have mercy upon us as we go out into the battle once again. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Four words. Quench not the Spirit. Do you understand the gravity of those words? Do you understand the meaning of those words? Quench not the Spirit. I think if you and I as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ would grasp the meaning, but not only come to an understanding of the meaning, but put into practice these four little words, things would probably be different in our lives. Quench not the Spirit. I seriously thought of coming here this morning and just reading those verses and going home. Because there's enough in those verses just to... It makes a statement, quench not the Spirit. And I'm afraid if I speak much longer, I might end up quenching the Spirit. Yeah? Have you ever been in a meeting where somebody stood up and all of a sudden the meeting just died? You understand, quench not the Spirit. Have you ever known a party pooper or a stick in the mud? Where's Marco? Long before he was ever called those words, they were tried out on us. But God says to us, and He says to the church of God, quench not the Spirit. Quench. We think of quenching our thirst. I can remember working with Danny Dalross out on a hot field here out in Atascosa, Texas, baling hay, hauling hay. Somebody said, "I'm going to go get some drinks." And I said, "Great." And they brought back a drink. They brought back Dr. Pepper. That does not quench the thirst. I don't know why they ever invented that drink. They ought to just take it back. But I don't think that's the meaning of that verse. The Spirit of God, we talk about quenching, we're talking about putting something out. Like a fire, we quench a fire. You can quench a rebellion even. Yeah, you can quell a rebellion. You can put it out, you can subdue it, you can overcome it. I believe the Spirit of God speaks to us. I believe the Spirit of God speaks to every man. The problem we have is we're dull of hearing. We do not listen, or we ignore, or even more grievously, we quench that Spirit. We put it out. We don't listen to it. There's a similar verse in Ephesians chapter 4. Look at that. Verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Yeah? Grieve not the Spirit of God. Now, we know by the Lord Jesus Christ that the Spirit of God is the great comforter. And He's the one that comforts us. And yet we find ourselves grieving Him. The comforter is the one that comes to those that are grieving, and we grieve Him. We've heard some messages about carrying the gospel to every creature. We heard some message specifically stating that God is calling you to a mission. God has something for you to do. Do you hear His voice? Do you hear His voice? How are you responding to that voice? In Revelations, and all through Revelation, the first two chapters, it says the Spirit speaks unto the churches. Have you heard the Spirit of God speaking to you this morning? During this week? Maybe you're not saved. Have you ever heard the Word of God speaking to you about your salvation? 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 and 2. Look at it quickly. It says, the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. There's a lot of noise going on. A lot of chatter. In fact, there's a lot of waves going through our heads. You know, there's radio waves and telephone waves and a lot of waves. There's a lot of chatter going on in our head and in our minds that we probably don't even realize. We have a brother in Torun, and I got to say, this is one of the blessings. You're probably going to be offended by my blessings. I'm sort of weird. But after this trip, you know, I was really convinced all the crazies are in Poland. Then I went to New York. There's a lot of crazies up there. Then I went to North Carolina, and there's a lot of crazies in North Carolina. Then we came to San Antonio, Texas. There's a lot of crazy people in this world. A lot of crazy people sitting right here this morning. Aren't you glad that God loves all people, even the crazies? But we have this brother in the church. He's a good brother. But he's mentally unstable according to the doctors. I personally don't think he's mentally unstable. He says that he hears voices. And so we went to the doctor, and the doctor's solution was to load him up on medication. He's been on medication for 9 years. I said, brother, what kind of voices do you hear? He said, well, when I pray, I hear these voices that say I'm wicked. Well, you are wicked. You don't need medication for that. You are wicked. Yeah, but I hear these voices, I'm praying, and then these voices say, I'm not worthy. Well, you're not worthy. I said, brother, when I pray, I hear voices. Don't you? Isn't that the battle? How many of you hear voices? Thank you. Just want to make sure I wasn't the only weird one. You get up in the morning, you hear voices, don't you? Some of those voices are good voices. And some of those voices are bad voices. Some of those voices are the voices of this world. Some of the voices are the voices of our own wicked heart. Some of those voices are the Spirit of God speaking to us. We have to come to the place where we discern the different voices. Look in Well, it says right here in our text that the Spirit speaks expressly. You can discern between the voice of the Spirit of God and the voice of this world. But some of us have a problem because our consciences can be seared. In Poland, we have a lot of wannabe atheists. There are no atheists, they're just a bunch of wannabes. God is real, there is a God, there are no atheists. People don't want to believe in God, the Bible calls those people fools. Yeah. You have to do a lot of quenching of the Spirit to come to the place that you say there is no God. Yeah. But the atheist would say, well, we don't need the Bible. We don't need the Scriptures. We don't need the church to tell us what's right and wrong. We have a conscience. And I don't argue with them. I said, that's right, you do have a conscience, and God Almighty gave you that conscience. Do you listen to it? You know, God did write His law in the hearts of men, did He not? The most irreligious person on the planet knows certain things. The most wicked man on the planet has a moral compass. That compass may have been scorched. It may have been burned over. It may have become hardened. It may not be working properly, but it's there. We've heard a lot of messages, and you hear a lot of messages about going and preaching the gospel to every creature. How do you respond to those messages? I said in a previous message, somebody had asked me, how do you know God has called you to Poland? My question is reversed. How do you know God called you to sit where you're sitting? We're all servants of God, aren't we? We've been saved by the grace of God. We have the Spirit of God. Did God tell you to do what you're doing? Think about it, won't you? Look in Acts chapter 13 and verse 27. A few phrases here. Paul arguing down there in verse 27, Jerusalem, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath day. Some people have not come to realize what the voices are saying. Do you remember when Paul got saved? He gave his testimony later on, I think in Acts chapter 22, he's telling us they saw a light, but they heard a voice, but they saw no man. And then in the other passage says, they didn't hear, they didn't understand. But Paul did. Acts 16 and verse 6. Paul says he was forbidden of the Holy Ghost. He said he wanted to go to another place, but the Spirit suffered them not. I think what I'm trying to say this morning is that God wants us to listen to His voice. God wants us to respond to His command. I think in one of the morning meetings, it may have been Brother Bill, was talking about sometimes he told his children to do something and they did not respond. And he come through the room and they haven't moved at all. And he told them one more time on his way to get the paddle. And they did not respond. And then when he had the paddle and began applying it to their seat of understanding, and he asked them, did you hear what I said? Then they heard. God will get His message across. God's intent is for you to hear, to understand, and to respond appropriately. The Bible talks about walking or living and walking in the Spirit of God. And that's what we're talking about this morning. Quench not the Spirit. Paul says we walk by faith and not by sight. We need to walk in the Spirit of God. We need to be ever conscious of the Spirit of God. Now, we need to be careful that we don't get into the idea of Pentecostalism, where just any voice coming down the stream is automatically the Spirit of God. Jesus said the Spirit will lead us in all truth, and He said, Thy Word is truth. And the Bible says that the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit, discerning the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So you, this is why we encourage you to come to church. Church is not a penance. Church is an opportunity for you, and I thank God you're here. You made a good choice this morning. You listened to the right voice. I know there was a voice telling you this morning, one more hour. One more hour. Just let me stay in this bed one more hour. Yeah, you heard that voice? I heard that voice every morning. Yeah, one more hour. One more hour. One more hour. Yeah? You heard that voice say, I can go tonight or I can go next week. But there was another voice. This is the way, walking in it. And some of you responded to the correct voice. Look in Ephesians chapter 5. Were you here last night? Tremendous messages last night. Bless my heart. Are you a wise man? I want to apply my message this morning to the idea of preaching the gospel to every creature, because we quench the Spirit in many ways. We grieve the Spirit in many ways. I want to focus in on just one way. Think about the message last night about being a wise man. He that winneth souls is wise. God wants us to be in the soul-winning business. Would you agree? God wants us to be soul winners. Jesus wants us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Would you agree? Are these truths? Have you heard these voices? Have you understood them? You have ears to hear. Do you understand? Listen to what he says in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days of are evil. Wherefore you are not unwise. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Even those stalks that the combine went over, He wants those to be saved. And be not drunk with wine wherein is access, but be filled with the Spirit of God. I think that's the purpose of God, that we be filled with His Spirit. But somehow we've got the valve cut off. And we won't allow the Spirit to fill us up. Amen. Some of us have been walking along with the off switch on for too long. And so we have these meetings and meetings like this in order to encourage you to turn the switch on and let the Spirit flow again. Amen. We've been quenching and grieving the Spirit for too long. It's time to surrender. We need to discern the spirits. Look in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 13. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age, even though who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now, our ministry, we deal with babes all the time. New believers. We're just giving them milk. But our intention is to get to them a place where they can take some strong meat. You know, I've been blessed by coming back here sometimes and seeing the open meeting function. Because this is a mature church. And I've seen it flow in the Spirit of God. There was a lot of meetings in the beginning that it didn't flow too well, did it, Brother Lindell? Yeah. I got a few of them phone calls myself, yeah. He didn't tell me to cut my hair, John. Just called me up at work while I'm on patrol carrying an M16 and 38 revolver and getting my ear chewed out, yeah. Why? What was he saying? Walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Yeah. There was a dear brother years ago got offended because we were having a great meeting. And the Spirit of God was flowing. And this brother, bless his heart, he stood up and the meeting was killed. Everything he said was true. And in another context, in another place, it would have been in the Spirit of God. But it was not in the Spirit of God that day. And when he was approached by the elders, he got offended. And you know, it's very hard to teach people to walk in the Spirit. Why? The Spirit by its very nature is invisible. You can't see it. But it's there. You have to recognize that it's there. You've got to recognize He's moving. Sister Sandy was talking yesterday. Sometimes the Spirit of God says, speak. And sometimes the Spirit of God, says, shut up. Sit down. Be quiet. No more talking. And sometimes when we're speaking, we're quenching the Spirit. And sometimes when we're quiet, we're quenching the Spirit. And discerning the difference takes a little bit of experience, maturity, listening to the voices, and discernment. Some people have that gift. To another, the discerning of spirits. But all of us need to understand the voice of God. And so we encourage you to come to church so you can hear the Word of God. The more you hear the Word of God, the more you recognize the voice of the Spirit of God. Yeah. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Yeah. Jesus said, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth. How is it that you do not discern the time? Every one of you know the difference between right and wrong. Is that true? You know the difference between black and white. The world wants to make everything gray. The world wants to mix everything up without discernment. They want us to be undiscerning. God wants us to have some discernment. All right, we don't have time this morning, but I'm going to encourage you to read the text, all of the text in these verses, in the context of this mission conference and winning souls. I'm going to give you the verses. You'll have to read the rest of the chapter or the entire chapter to figure out the context. Remember, in the context of preaching the gospel to every creature, listen to the words of our Lord. Matthew 13, 43. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Talking about some being led off into hell. And others here, then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of the Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. We heard last night about the better resurrection. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Luke chapter 8 and verse 8, talking about the sower of the seed. Remember the context. Listen to what Jesus said in verse 8. And others fell on good ground and sprang up, and bear fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried. And he that had ears to hear, let him hear. Luke chapter 14 and verse 33. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, remember the context, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. What is your homework? Read the context of these verses I've just given you in the context of getting this gospel out to every creature. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Have you ever had an impression in your heart and mind and your soul that says, I need to talk to that man? Yeah. Has it ever come into your experience where it just became a ringing in your ear that you cannot do anything until I've talked to that man? I need to go to that man and talk to him. Have you ever quenched that spirit? Now, there's lots of excuses. Well, you know, he might not listen. Well, now's not the right time. Well, he might say no. Well, there's somebody else that could do it better than I. I mean, there's lots of ways that we can quench the Spirit. The command this morning is, quench not the Spirit. Do you remember Elijah? The decision that was made on Mount Carmel, the great battle between the false prophets and Elijah, the Lord be God, serve Him. Let the true God rain down fire from heaven. You remember that story, yeah? Right after that, Elijah got word that Jezebel was after him. And he turned and ran and hid himself. And the Lord came unto him and he brought to him a strong wind that broke up the rocks, but the Lord was not in the wind. And there was a great earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. There was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. Some of us are waiting for great things. Yeah? I will go to the mission field when there's a great earthquake telling me, with my name on it, go here. Yeah? If there's a mighty wind blowing, and it cars out in the fields like a great tornado in the fields, my name, go there. Yeah? Greater men than you have already been through that experience. One of them was Elijah. And then, do you remember the rest of the story? And after the fire, a still, small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it. He did hear it. He that had ears to hear, let him hear. He heard it. That he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here? Whose voice was that? That was the voice of God. And the voice of God is speaking this morning and in this conference is asking you, what are you doing here? Somebody says, what are you doing in Poland? But that's not the question. The question is, what are you doing here? Is this where God told you to be? Are you doing what God told you to do? Then you can stand up boldly and say, Lord, you told me to be here. That's why I'm here. I'm here because you told me to be here. I'm doing what you told me. Or maybe it is, what are you doing in this cave hiding? What are you doing quenching the Spirit of God? What are you doing grieving the Spirit of God when God says go? Do you know how many commands in the Bible are from God that says rise and go? Go, go, go. Don't find many commands in the Bible that say sit, sit, sit. Most of the commands are go, go, go. I like them easy words in Polish. It says go, yeah? It's very easy. Idź, go, yeah, go. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Untold millions, still untold, 38 million in Poland. Our youngest daughter, Cassidy, Kasia, and Pavel, her husband, live in Warsaw. They moved to another side of Warsaw that I haven't been to a long time, and I'd forgotten about the rows and rows and rows and rows. I don't have time. And rows and rows. I don't have time. And rows of 10-story apartment buildings that we never reached. Not in 13 years in Warsaw. Every time we come back to San Antonio seems to be growing. I remember when we drove around San Antonio like Joshua and the Israelites went around Jericho. I remember when we went around praying for the city of San Antonio. And now we have two large loops, four lanes on both sides, going around 1604. It just seems to be growing. The effort of getting the gospel to every creature, and I emphasize this morning, every creature, cannot be done as long as the church of God is quenching the Spirit of God. It cannot be done as long as you, this morning, you, not your neighbor, I'm talking to you, as long as you this morning will not respond to the Spirit of God and what He's telling you to do. As long as you grieve the Spirit of God, as long as you quench the Spirit of God, as long as you're hiding out in a cave waiting for a great fire, a great earthquake, or a great wind, and will not listen to that still small voice that asks you, what are you doing here? I think about this church. This is a peculiar church. Brother Lynn, I don't think you're ever going to be in another church like this one. This is a strange church. First of all, they never pass a plate. That makes it really strange. Second of all, they got a time limit on offerings. Did you hear that this morning? You've got 10 minutes to get your offering, then we're shutting it. Brethren, I got a word for you. Quench not the Spirit. But I do understand why. You see, we're interested in something. A long time ago, the foundations were set and laid. We want it to be the Lord's doing. Nobody here wants to give and force you to give. If you don't want to give, keep your money. But if you hear that still, small voice, and you learn what the Spirit of God is saying and understand it's better to give than to receive, then you have about 10 minutes to do it. Because when it's done, we're going to know this is the Lord's doing. We don't have a lot of programs because we want it when it's done that everybody's going to know this is the Lord's doing. Our method of evangelism is very simple. We take a Bible and we stand up and we preach Christ and Him crucified. Hardly a week or a month goes by that we don't get some advice from the brethren. There's a better way. Yeah, but this way, when we get done, we're going to know this is the Lord's doing. I don't know about you, but that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in the Lord moving. Amen. And you know, sometimes the Lord is not moving in the great earthquakes and the great fire and the great wind. The Lord's moving with a very still, small voice. Are you listening to that voice? And so we heard this week, be still and know that I'm God. Sometimes you just got to be still and listen. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Paul stood still after the Spirit of God bade him and he heard it. Come over and help me. Come over and help me. He heard the voice. Do you hear it? I know that you hear voices. Some are the Spirit of God. Some aren't. You need to discern. You need to discern between the Spirit of God and your own spirit. Your own flesh. The voice of the devil and the voice of falsehood and the voice of this world. You need to understand. I know you hear voice. I know them men down there in Jericho when they saw that man laying on the street, they heard a voice. One of them voices said, love thy neighbor. Go over and help him. And another voice says, not my business. I can't do it. I don't want to get involved. I'm not interested. He deserves it. Whatever. You heard those voices? Two of them men made the wrong choice. I believe they quenched the Spirit of God. They grieved the Spirit of God. One of them heard the voice and responded and helped him. We're moving you in everything we preach and everything we do. We're trying to move you and encourage you to respond to the Spirit of God. God does speak. The Spirit says unto the churches. The Spirit speaks unto the churches. I know we want to put everything in past tense, right? The Spirit spoke then, He's not speaking today. No, no, brother, He's speaking today. He's speaking to you. And we want to get to this place, Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17. Here's what we're aiming for, where the Spirit and the Bride say together, where the Spirit and the church say together, come. Where the voice of the Spirit of God and the voice of the church of God is the same. Come, and let him that heareth, do you hear? Say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. The gospel is for all men. And the gospel will not reach all men as long as you're quenching that voice. Quenching the Spirit of God, grieving the Spirit of God. It's time for you this morning to say, I surrender all. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Lots of messages this week. I know the Spirit of God spoke. Did you hear His voice? Did you hear His voice? In just a minute, I'm going to ask these brothers, do we have that song, I Surrender All? It's not in the yellow book. Do we have one similar? They're going to get a song. In just a minute, they're going to have an appropriate song for you to respond. It's not a great request. In the sense, it's not difficult to understand. It's very simple. There's only one thing I want you to do this morning. Quench. Not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. Do what God has told you to do. I'm going to ask the brother to come now. Turn to number 99.